This is KCRW. You're listening to Morning Edition. The horse race has come down to two. Los Angeles and Paris are the only two cities left in the running to host the 2024 Summer Olympics. There are concerns that President Trump's travel ban could threaten LA's chances. Plus, Paris is considered to be a sentimental favorite. It's lost out in other recent bids to host the Games, and 2024 would mark the 100th anniversary of the last time the Olympics were held in the City of Lights. LA is still forging ahead with its bid, though, and the International Olympic Committee is expected to make its final decision this fall. But syndicated columnist Joe Matthews thinks the city should drop out now. We asked him to explain in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California.
Because I think we're going to win. And that's not...
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Because I think we have a really great chance of winning this. A much better chance than has been generally reported. Paris has been seen as the favorite throughout this process for the reasons you just mentioned. I spent a lot of time reading everything I could about the LA bid, talking to people as I could, and looking also at the Paris bid. And our bid is a great bid. It's a great team. Casey Wasserman, Gene Sykes, the people running it. And it's a really powerful bid that goes beyond just putting on Olympics that is sustainable and not too expensive. But it also is an attempt, and this is where I part company, to save the Olympics, almost to transform them and recreate them after all of the problems they've had over these many decades.
But this all sounds like, you know, one reason after another for why we should host.
Did you ever see the movie, The Bridge on the River Kwai?
Of course, Alec Guinness.
Yeah,
yes.
Alec Guinness, right. So he's, and it's an Allied prison camp in World War II.
Right.
Japanese prison camp with Allied prisoners. And they dutifully build a bridge that serves their Japanese captors.
A fabulous bridge that more than does the trick.
Right, yes, exactly. Right. I have a similar feeling about this. The L.A. bid is great. L.A. loves the Olympics. It's one of the last places on Earth that truly loves the Olympics. 88% in one poll want this. But the Olympics are very, very bad. And they have consistently failed their bid cities. And we have the constant doping, the corruption around bids, corruption around contracting, and massive overspending, as we saw in Sochi in 2014. We see developing cities like Rio forced to spend much more than they had planned, left with debt and dead infrastructure. We see the propaganda use of the Olympics by dictators from Moscow to Beijing. This is a bad news Olympic movement. It always says it's reforming, it's saying it's again, and it never reforms. This has been the pattern. And you know, we have this memory of, in L.A., I have it. I was 11 years old in 1984. Went to the Olympic Games. It was great. It was this great moment. The city came together. We sort of announced ourselves as a new kind of international city. But we are not bidding for that Games. We are bidding for this corrupt, bloated, too expensive thing. And if we do pull off our bid, and I think there's a chance we might win, and we do, are we really going to save the Games, or are we just going to sort of refresh and put a nice coat of paint on this awful Olympic movement so it can go on and do awful things in future Games?
A lot of people might say, though, that in the lead up to the 1984 Games, the Olympics were coming off another tough stretch. I mean, you had Montreal, which was drowning in red ink after hosting the 1976 Games. I saw one number that talked about the cost runover was more than 700%. You had Moscow hosting the 1980 Games, which the U.S. boycotted over the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. I mean, isn't that just really more of the same? And we were able to pull off 84, and it was a wonderful experience
right,
for everybody.
Right. No, I think that's true. And again, just as in 84, L.A. is asked to be sort of the Betty Ford Clinic for the Olympic Games, right? You know? It doesn't work. There are all these problems. So if you just check into LA, everything is right. But the trouble is, you know, what happened after 84? They went on to other places, to Atlanta, terrible corruption, Salt Lake City, corruption, Athens, a disaster of a Games that contributed to the economic decline of the country, and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. And I just think, you know, do we really want to spend our time and capital rehabbing this thing so it can go on to sort of go back to its old ways and victimize again? I think it makes more sense to sort of nobly say, hey, you know, we're out. Despite this excellent bid and the bid, they have thought of everything. I would rather the Olympics came to us when they were in a little better shape. I don't think it's our duty to again fix them.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo's Public Square. He joins us every Thursday. And you are listening to Morning Edition.